Good morning, everyone. It's working? No. Okay, is it good, Jean-Philippe? Yeah, okay, good morning, everyone. We are live. This is the podcast, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. So we are covering the book of this book from John Maxwell, and we are talking about chapter 6. Chapter 6 is about servant leadership. And yesterday we talked about asking questions to ourselves, okay? So how we can serve people better. So the first question was, what can I do for people to help them succeed? And we talk about, you know, we have to be at the service of people, because we don't need to be at the service of people. Yes, we have to be at the service of people, because we don't want a position of leadership just for the perks. We don't want, let's say, a parking space in front of the door, okay? We want to help people. We want to add value to their life, because people who are doing it for the wrong reason, okay, they are going to fail. It's not going to survive, especially in MLM, okay? So we talk about when you work with that mission. So our mission is to help people to save time, save money, eat healthier, okay? This is our mission for our customer, for our consultant. It's to get well paid, the best paid in North America, okay? So when we work with that, okay, so we are going to help people. We're going to focus on them. So let's say, instead of focusing on my personal sales, I'm going to do personal sales, but I'm going to focus on my team, because I want them to succeed. I want them to make money. And when they are making money, guess what? It's going to help my business, and I'm going to make money, but I'm there to serve them, okay? Number two, we talk about the question, the everyday question. So what do people need from me daily? So we talk about be the first to help. So when you are the first to propose your help, okay? So you don't say to the people, okay, my door is open. No, no, you get out of that door and you go on the floor and you seek what, how you can improve their life, how you can improve their work, how you can help them. So that way you're gonna increase your leadership, you're gonna have better relation with them. So this is the principle. So with that, yesterday I continue reading and I say, oh my God, this is so good. John Maxwell share thought about how he can add value every day to the people and how he can be the first to help every day. So I'm going to share with you 5 points before going to the point number three. So he says every day it's important to add value to the people, okay? So you have to practice this every day. And if you practice this every day, you're going to increase your leadership and you are going to, people will feel good with you, okay? Number one, people need to feel important. So I ask for their advice. You know, when people ask you, okay, I have something to ask you, what do you think about this situation? Okay, and you're gonna share your thought, okay? For you receiving that question, it's a sign of trust. People, he trusts me, okay? He wants my advice, okay? So if you have a leader in your leadership role, sometimes you have leader, you can ask them question about that. Okay, I was thinking about you this weekend. I have this problem, okay? What would you do with that problem, okay? How would you approach that person? So this is how people, they will feel important, because you want their advice, okay? And the highest compliment you can give someone is asking their advice, okay? I love this quote. Okay, number two, people need to express themselves, so I ask questions. Yes, because when you ask questions, you show them that you care for them, okay? You show them that you see them, okay? You you want to know how they feel, okay? What they think about this, okay? So this is how you open up a conversation. So you're gonna ask 1, 2, 3 questions, and the people will talk about themselves, because sometimes they don't want to talk about themselves. Some people are shy. Some people, they don't share easily. Okay. I'm like that. Okay. I'm not going to open to everyone. Okay. But if you have good question, open question. So yes, we can talk. And that way, when you ask question, you're going to learn a lot. Okay. About the person. Okay, that you are leading. Number 3, people want to feel good about themselves, so I give compliment. Of course, those compliment needs to be sincere, genuine. Okay, you don't say something that you don't think. Okay, but when you see something, okay, you have to tell them. Okay, so this weekend I see Monique. Okay, I say, oh my God, Monique. Because she's on a journey, okay? She decided to transform his life. So I say, oh my God, I see you. you look good, you look great, okay? So you have to let them know that you see, let's say, the progress. If someone have, let's say, a new recruit, okay? You can congratulate, send a messenger, okay? So sometimes it's easy, okay? It don't take a lot, but it means a lot for the people who's going to receive the compliment. And if you want to compound that effect, so you do compliment in front of their friends. Oh my God, this is going to compound. And you know, sometimes their friends will say, okay, yes, of course. So they are going to add more compliment, okay? So this is how you can add value. Number 4, people want to be recognized, so I give them credit, okay? So always give credit to people, okay? So when they are succeeding, see, if my team is in a great position, okay, it's thanks to them, okay? If the team is not going well, it's thanks to me, okay? It's my, I am 100% responsible, okay? So make sure to recognize them, give them credit for what they did or what they do. So that way it's going to be the way you're going to add value to their day. And number 5, people want to be worthwhile, so I ask them to help me. So yes, when you ask people to help you, it's going to add value, because they love to spend time with leaders, okay? They love to spend time with you. So when Maria asks someone to, can you help me for the brunch? So I know Melanie was going to help her. We have La Flesh, okay? People love to help others, okay? So if you ask, you're gonna have people who is going to help you. So this is great advice from John Maxwell. So I say, okay, I'm going to share with you this morning. All right. So today we are going to cover question number 3. So the improvement question. So what can I work on that helps me serve people better? So as a servant leader, okay, you have always to think about the person you serve, okay? You always have to think, how, if I want to grow in effectiveness, how can I help them, okay, in their work, if they want to help me, okay? So how do I get better for serving them? So you have to know what's important for those people. And that way, when you find what's important for them, okay, you are going to give them, and that way it's going to compound. It's going to help you in return, okay? So just think about our old website. I don't know if you were there, but we had an old website. Remember, Monique? Oh my God, that was complicated. And when we had new recruit, if they go to that website, they say, oh my God, I never saw something like this. Okay, I have a headache. I don't understand anything. So we say, okay, you know what? We have to now be a proactive when we have a new recruit. Okay, we don't want to go to the website and have that headache. Okay, we have to give her tools that is going to help her. I think it's Jean-Philippe. You did the video. Yeah. Okay. So Jean-Philippe, a specialist in communication. So he say, okay, I'm going to do a video. So that way it's going to be easier for them. So when you recruit them, you say, okay, this is your box. This is your tool. Okay. You want to go to the website? Okay. Just listen the tutorial, please. And it's going to be okay. So that way it helps because we were in front of the people. Okay. So that way we help them in their effectiveness, okay, to pass their order. Okay, I remember another time a gala. We had a gala and it was like chaotic, okay? Everybody didn't know what to do, people, okay? So Maria was angry because the work was not done the way she think, but she doesn't communicate how she see it, or it was not clear. Let's say it was not clear. So I remember the next year, oh my God, she prepared a sheet with all the steps, okay? Everything that we have to do, okay? And we meet everyone before the gala and we receive the briefing in advance. And then we start doing okay. So she said, okay, I need to understand what they need. They need clarity. They need to know what to do. Okay. They need how much time it's going to take for that task. So this is all the work she do prior to the gala. She communicate effectively, and guess what? That was her best preparation of gala, because we know what to do, we know where to go, and we know that if we have a problem, we have to see this person. So, you know, clarity helps if you want to succeed, okay? And John Maxwell shared in the book another story, because he said, you know, when you want people to serve you in the best way, okay, you have to and make sure that they understand what they have to do. So every day, every day John Maxwell write, okay? Every day he read quotes. Every day he retranscript quotes, okay? So he have 10,000 of quotes. He have a lot of work that he write. So one day he say, okay, I'm going to... He work on a book and he say, okay, I'm going to write that book. This is the concept. This is the principle. Okay. He have the structure. Okay. He have the idea, but I don't think he really write all the book. Okay. He have a helper. Okay. His name is Charlie Hetzel. Okay. He's the right hand since more than 20 years. And when he start his job, he say, you know, I am the author. Okay. And he has to write in, like he is in my shoes, okay? He has to write like me. He has to think like me. He has to express like me, okay? So how I'm going to do that? So he said, okay, maybe I'm going to give him conference that I am I pronounce, okay? So he give him 100 cassette. Yeah, cassette. So he said, okay, it's going to listen for that for, let's say, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And he's going to understand my style, okay? So he is going to write my style, okay? But he said, no, I don't think it's enough, okay? So after that, he said, I'm going to give you 100 quotes, because in his book, there's a lot of quotes, okay? I'm going to give you 100 quotes, and you're going to decide which one is the good, okay? Which one is the best, okay? You're going to choose the best. And after that, I'm going to do the same work, and we are going to compare, okay? What's the best for you, Charlie? What's the best for me? And when they compare, they were 90% different. Okay? Because Charlie chose quotes from his perspective and John from his perspective. So he said, okay, I'm going to explain, Charlie, why I chose that quote. It's for that reason. I'm going to explain, Charlie, why I don't choose that quote. Okay? That quote, it's not good for me. Okay? I love it, but it's not good in my mouth. Okay? So he said, okay, this is another 100 quote. We're going to do the same work. Okay? After that, let's say 75% was different. Okay? And they did it 4 times. And at the end of the 4th time, 90% was accurate. Okay? They had the same choice. So that means he say, okay, you know what? He's starting to understand my style. So because he prepared him well, okay, Charlie was able to write like he was in the shoes of John Maxwell. So that way he can write the book, and the book is good because it looks like the style of John. So John can now work on another project and another book, and by the time Charlie can write the book and finish it, and you know, so this is how he works. So he understand that he has to serve him Charlie well. Okay, he have to give him the best tool because I want him to be the best to write the book. Okay. So that way. So I know, Jean-Philippe, you have other example related to our MLM. So how we can help people to serve them better?
Yes, absolutely. So we know when somebody is starting into an MLM, one of their first goal is to generate money. Well, it's different for everybody. Some of the people want to generate like $50 extra a month. For other people, it's $100 a month extra, $200, $500, $1,000. So knowing that, okay, what is unique into an MLM is that you have to develop skills. You have to develop ability that are actually, reproducible. Duplicable, that will put your people into a position of success. This is always with that we need to lead. So understand, is that duplicable? Is that simple? It won't be easy, okay? Because if it was easy, everybody on Earth will do that and get result out of it. So it has to be simple, follow a procedure, follow a protocol. So what we need to develop first as a leader is understand. So if my people want to make extra money, what are the way that they can do it? So you need to see it as a full perspective on how, depending on which type of personality they are and which type of people they are, they can generate money. So for us into our organization, and especially since the COVID, we have to be creative. We have to invent new way that we never have done in the past of how you can generate money. So now we know that, yes, you can generate money with home party. It's still good. We know some few people are doing it. We have developed during the COVID the way to sell with a live sales, with auction, with activities. We have developed that. We also have developed a way of selling into a messenger, like as a vending machine or publishing some activity, some game into a messenger. We also have developed, and this is still quite new, the virtual party. So we have done it at the beginning of the COVID, the virtual Facebook party. And in the past few months, we have started developing the virtual messenger party. So what we need to understand is before I am able to help my people, so my new consultant, and tell them, you need to do that, okay, to generate money, I need to be sure that I have done the work first, that I have experimented, that I have developed wisdom over time, and that I have developed some skills, some tricks, some habits, some strategies to show them how simple it is to generate money with all of that perspective of the way that you can sell. So it is so important to be that example. I think that it's what also this question, the improvement question, is about, is are you an example and are you showing what you want your people to do? Like we say, walk the talk. It is exactly what it is here. So be sure that what you tell your people is what you're doing. So you're adding credibility. And with that, you can show them how they can do exactly the same and have the result that you have. So obviously, we still need to work on that messenger virtual party that we have started developing, but it's not quite yet having the result that we want. So before saying to our people, our new consultant, do that, you will generate money, we need to test it. So then we can help them do it in a simple way and with the right protocol. So that's pretty about it, Sylvain.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. I love it. Walk the talk. Yeah. Okay. We have to know what people want if we want to serve them better. So if they want, yeah, we need to be effective. And that makes me think about, you know, when we are in the MLM, sometimes we are shy to talk about the opportunity. It's because we think that we are, I don't know how to say it, achalant. you know, we feel that we are asking people a favor to join Tupperware. No. Okay, it's a service. Okay, I'm there to serve them because I know they have a problem in their kitchen. I know they are throwing food. Okay, veggies. Okay, they are throwing meat. Okay, they have no. They need help in organization for their kitchen. Okay, so the feeling to bother them. Yes, thank you, Jean-Philippe. So we say, you know what? You don't have to feel that you bother them. Okay, you have to feel that you are service them. Okay, you are a service that you are providing, and if they use you or your service, okay, oh my God, they are going to save time in their kitchen, save money, eat healthier, okay? Be a solution to the pollution. And when you become, let's say, a member, okay, you buy your membership. So it's now your turn, okay? You have to promote that membership because you use it to organize your kitchen. So why you don't have to be selfish, okay? You have to offer to everyone. So that way you can help more people. Okay. So this is how you can serve people. Okay. You have to be at the service of your customer. Okay. So how are you going to be effective with them? What kind of service you're going to offer them to organize their fridge, to organize their freezer, to organize their pantry, to give them recipe tips, how they're going to save time. Okay, during the week. So this is our service. And if you don't use it, you're the biggest loser. So this is why we have to see that, yes, we are providing a service. Okay, we are servant leader. Okay, so to bring the best in others, I have to bring out the best of me first. So like Jean-Philippe said, okay, in our party messenger, okay? If I want to, let's say I'm gonna share with you, I have a secretary, okay? And when I read the story about Jack and Phil, because she's doing some posts for me, okay? So I say, oh my God, you know what? Sometimes I say, oh my God, I read that post and I say, oh no, that could not me who wrote that post, okay? And sometimes I get, let's say, not angry, but I say mad, okay? But you know what? I am 100% responsible because I didn't took time to validate with her and do the exercise. Yes, Monique, I am 100% responsible. So as a servant leader, when you improve yourself, so today I am improving myself in areas that are important for the people, okay, you lead, not you get better, but you make the person you serve better. So this is how we can help people. So this is what we covered today. Oops, sorry. So tomorrow it's going to be the podcast. Hello Fierce at 8 a.m. with Marie-Pierre and Jean-Philippe. So I'm going to see you next Monday. So thanks everyone and have a great day. Bye for now.